Got a full house. Thought I just talked yesterday. It's good to be. It was actually good to get out here and walk through and watch you guys move around a little bit today. The facilities here are outstanding, and so it'll be fun to get going to practice this afternoon. Questions? Okay, I'll go. Yeah, it's nice. Those two guys are good guys, good players. They've worked real hard to get back ready. I think Linville's really excited about getting going with the season, and so it should be fun. It's nice to have all the players.
On the same line, Mike, with John Sullivan back in center. Yes. Good sign.
Sully's done a nice job this spring. He really worked hard in the time he was injured in the off season. So we're looking forward to him continue to progress as where he left off.
It's a real test with him, just putting on the pads and having contact and seeing how he holds up there.
Yeah, and he's going to be up against a big guy, with Linville. So that'll be a big test. But he's done everything up to this point, so we feel real good about it.
The five guys you had starting on the offensive line today, at least in the walkthrough, I mean, if they do the job, could this be your five, or do you think you're going to still rotate some guys?
So the five guys we had will probably change, number one. And number two, I've talked about having competition the whole time, and I'm not going to divvy up five guys after a walkthrough. So we still got a lot of time to figure it out, and until we get in pads, until we get in pads, I won't make any decisions on anything.
Mike, is there a timetable though where you hope to kind of, on the offensive line, where you choose your five guys so they can get game and reps together?
Yes, as soon as possible, but. It may be this week, it may be next week. I don't know. It's really about when we've made the decision that this is how we want to go. We still have some combinations we want to look at. That is not the set lineup by any chance, any stretch of the imagination. So, but yes, is to your question, Matt, it's as soon as possible. Well, John is a very, very intelligent person, and that may be his strength as a football player. He communicates extremely well. He sees things good. He's able to make adjustments very, very quickly. So those things are really what we missed. I'm not saying that Joe didn't do a good job with that, but Coach Sperano said one day that Sullivan's brilliant. Just ask him. But he is brilliant.
You always talk about the defense needing to get better. What are your expectations? What do you want them to do to get better
A lot of areas. I know we finished fifth in scoring, but some of that is, the offense controlled the clock, we ran the ball, we were good, in special teams. So I go on really what I see all the time, and we've really got to change the mentality of our pass defense. Our quarterback rating against us is too high. We're not good in 2 minutes. We haven't been good in 2 minutes. We don't have enough second and 8, 9, 10 situations. So we got to do that, and we got to create more turnovers.
Mike, Teddy talked before last season about how much John did for him, helping him set protection as a rookie. Do you feel like with John being out last year that Teddy was missing that element of
Well, I think this, Ben, that when Teddy was a rookie, it was extremely helpful to have a guy like Sullivan in there to help him with all those things, because he could see it, and Teddy's learning the offense and all those things. I think Teddy sees these things good. He has control of, he can override Sullivan anytime he wants. But it's a good mix, and it's not good that Sullivan missed, but it's good that Teddy had to take all this upon himself last year.
With all the shuffling parts on offense, the offensive line, looking at some of these wide receivers and things like that, what do you hope that group can accomplish for the next couple of weeks where you walk away, you know, you had the preseason thing, you know, I'm happy with this group is at.
Yeah, well, I gave him all a list of things that I want to work on in this camp, things we need to get better at, things we need to do. But I also want to be able to. I think we have a decent amount of talent here, and I want to be able to use that talent. You know, I don't want to have some guy that can help us standing on the sideline. You know what I mean? So. The more that we can get everybody involved and try to figure out different ways how we can use these people. In other words, if I've got a real good blitzer, I'm going to blitz him, right? So if I got a guy that can do some things, I want to use him as best we possibly can. And that goes throughout whether it's tight ends, receivers, running backs, you know, McKinnon, you know, all these. Maybe an extra offensive lineman as a tight end. So I want to try to do as much of that as I can and because I think it's important that all the guys we have on the team feel like they have an opportunity to compete and go out and play, and you know they bust their rear ends each week, and I want to be able to reward them as long as they're helping us win.
With TJ, do you kind of want to see him on the right side competing for that starting job, or do you want to see him as a swing tackle?
Well, we're going to move him on both sides. It's really left and right, to be honest with you.
Like Andre Smith. Is there more you can get out of him?
I hope so. Yeah, I hope so. I mean, you know, he started 74 games. He was a fifth pick in the draft or sixth pick or something. He's a very talented guy. Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I don't really worry about the perception too much of what it is. You know, this guy is. I'm glad he's my guy. Each week we set up a way of how to try to win that particular game, and he executes it to the best of his ability. You know, I was telling somebody earlier, there's guys out there that throw the ball all over the place, and then in the fourth quarter they throw an interception and lose the ball game. He doesn't do those things. So he does the things we're asking him to do to continue to win. And I do believe that you're going to continue to see another jump for him. But, you know, we have to play a certain way in order to win and win games. And, you know, I'm not going to apologize for doing that. Teddy's going to be an extremely good player. You know, he's got too many other things going for him. So, you know, I hear about the deep balls, and I hear about all these things. And, you know, we're going to keep working on them. But the most important thing is we move the sticks, we convert on third downs, we score touchdowns in the red zone. You know, we make good decisions. I mean, decision-making is as big a thing at quarterback position as there is. I mean, so I'm off my tangent.
Addressed the team yesterday. Is there an overriding message that you tried to leave people with as camp gets underway?
Yeah, we got to get better. There was a lot of things we didn't do good enough that we have that's what I want to get accomplished in this camp in order for us to go to where I want to go. I probably gave them 12 areas that we need to get better at.
The underdog anymore, you're a defending division champion, more teams are gunning for you. How does that change things for you guys? What do you tell the players in that regard?
We're gunning for them. It's all about perception and expectations, and I've talked to the team about that too. It doesn't really matter you know, whether they're gunning for us or we're gunning for them. If we play better than they do on Sunday, we're going to win. So that's really what it's all about. And you know, I'm not going to apologize for winning the division last year either. So we're going to go out and we're going to try and get better each week and try to be good.
Mike Harris, he's a non-participant this morning.
Cool.
Mike Harris, is that lingering issue from the offseason that kept him out too?
Yeah, he's got a little medical issue that he's working on.
How long do you start shutting down Taylor Heinicke?
I don't know. He'll be out for a while.
Is there any difference between how you handle a veteran like a Sean Hill and someone who's a little bit younger coming into training camp this year?
Yeah, I try to handle everybody differently. I'm typically a little harder on the young guys. You know, most of the veteran guys have been through it, and they've heard a lot of things. So, you know, a lot of times you can communicate with them a little bit better. And but you know, sometimes, you know, what I'm trying to do is we bring guys in here, I'm trying to get them to understand how the Minnesota Vikings do things, how we prepare, how we work, how we do things in a weight room, how we're on time, how we're good citizens off the field, how we're we want to represent the fan base. That's what I, when guys come in here, that's what I want to try to do. And sometimes with young guys, you have to be a little more stern with them so they understand that's what it goes. You know, as we had a meeting last night, an NFL meeting. It was, and I was impressed with our players and talking about some of the things and talking about how, I don't mean to get into a tangent, but they talked about, you know, there's a lot of discipline lacking in society now, and that's why guys get in trouble and things like that. And it was nice to see that our players respect discipline. And so, you know, that's what I try to do.
As a veteran with about 15 years of experience, what does Sean bring to your roster, Sean Hill?
You know, he's seen a lot of things. There's a lot of times we're in situations that you know, for instance, there was one it was a two-minute drill last year in the spring or something like that, and we were talking, and you know, we didn't have any timeouts left, and he said, "You want an incompletion, or should I take a sack in this, you know, in this situation?" And I don't remember exactly what it was, but you know, things like that make me think too. So, you know, he's seen so many things that, and he catches on quick. He understands the offense, and he's a good guy.
What was your initial reaction?
Oh, there he is. Darn it. Something like that.
Along those lines, Joel Staave, what have you seen you liked about him, and describe the opportunity he has now to get more reps on his
head? Yeah, he'll get some more reps. You know, he throws the ball good. He's, you know, he's still learning. You know, you got to see him when people are around him. You got to see how, you know, how fast he thinks. The mind, you know, like I was talking about with Teddy, it's all the same thing. So, but he throws the ball good. He's got a nice arm. You know, he's a good athlete, got good size.
Do you need desire to bring in a quarterback?
I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. I mean, at this particular time today, I mean, we've talked about these things, but no, not today. I mean, I don't know if a week from now we change our mind or something, but at this time, no.
When did you find out?
Today he did it. He called me.
Has he been put on a pup list or an NFI list?
Yeah, NFI, right? I got it in my pocket, but I'll wing it. NFI?
But you got a short trip down to Mankato here this year. If you and your coaching staff put a little bit more pressure on yourselves to come out the gate, kind of firing all cylinders before you head to Cincinnati?
Yeah, you know, the difference is for us this year, you know, last year we played in the Hall of Fame game, so we had a little bit more time. You know, you only get a certain amount of time before the first game anyway. But I did talk to the coaches last night about, you know, I really want to stress techniques and fundamentals so that we have to develop a good base in the things we're doing. Not so much worrying about plays and schemes and things like that, but if we can develop fundamentals and techniques, then we can get going. But you know, the one good thing about coming down here, you know, it's a short trip. The facilities are fantastic. The people here at Minnesota State, you know, they do a great job taking care of us.
Do you think with a shorter time span, it's a little bit more difficult to figure out who you want to start at certain positions?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, you know, I'm not trying to figure out everything, and by the time we go to Cincinnati, you know, we want to find it as soon as possible. But we still have, you know, four preseason games and go from there. The other thing about your question was, what I've noticed about this team, Even this past spring in the OTAs, they have really good retention. And like today in the walkthrough, it went pretty quick and pretty smooth. You know, even some of the more intricate calls, they were able to spit out pretty good. So I think that helps us a lot, too.
Time for two more.
Where have you been?
Mike, do you have an ideal scenario in mind for your secondary? Is there a guy you would like who would do his job? Not that you'd tell us, but then...
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't tell you. No, not really. I'm pretty open-minded to it. You know, whether who the other safety is, I'm open-minded. I honestly don't have any preconceived idea who that might be. And, you know, how much Trey Waynes plays. Really, it's, you know, to me, you know, I'm going to obviously give all these guys as much opportunity as I can, but I have to get ready for the season, and I just want the best guys to go out and play. And, you know, I really don't care if it's Jerron Curse or it's Exum or whoever it is. I really, you know, if it's a rookie or a veteran, it's Michael Griffin, I don't care. Yeah, hey, somebody go out there and, you know, take the job.
Other than Heinicke, any other roster moves of any kind today?
Kendrick Ellis is on PUP. Brett Ellison's on PUP. We turned this out last night, right? And Heinicke, we already talked about the other guys. Good? All right, thank you.